Activating a new day. Activating a new day. Look at activating a what?
New day.
Activating a new day. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Activating what?
A new day.
That's what we will be looking at. Praise God. We ought to be able to initiate new seasons. Are we together, friends?
Yes, sir.
How to initiate a new season. We need to understand how season works. Amen. And you should be able to interpret your season and to initiate a new one as God wills. Are you together with me?
Yes,
if God gives you a new season, if you're unable to activate it, that will be your problem. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the Bible says, even unto today, when Moses is being read, a veil is upon the face of the people. The question is, why are they still reading Moses? A new day has already come in Christ, but some people are still stuck in what? In Moses. Are you together with me here? So you can be stuck in what is already over. You see? You can be stuck in what is already what? Over. And at the same time, you can be forcing what has not come. Are we together here? Now, both has the reward of frustration. When you are stuck in what is over or activating what has not come, you will be frustrated. Because the grace is sensitive to the will. Grace is will sensitive. The grace of God is sensitive to the will of God. How many of you will give your 3-year-old child your brand new car to drive? It's not like you can't afford a car. You can afford the car. There is grace for that. But it's not yet time. So grace is will sensitive. The Bible talks about how we should be wise, walking circumspectly. And it ended that scripture by saying, understand what the will of God is. Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
So it's important for you to know how to navigate seasons, how to stay in a current season, and how to step in a new one. And so that's what we'll be talking about today in the few minutes that we have left. Let somebody shout a glorious hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Now we can start our conversation from Genesis chapter 1, where the Bible said that God created the heavens and the earth. Are we here, friends? He created the heavens and the earth, and the next verse began to tell us about the state of darkness. The earth was without form and void. Theologians, much of theologians agree that verse 1 and verse 2 has a lot of incidences in between. Because God would not have created a formless earth, an earth that was with void. Are you together with me? And so they believe that was the period where the enemy had been cast down to the earth. And demonic activities was ongoing. And God needed to now use the earth because of the introduction of man. Are we together here? And then the Lord now looked at the earth that was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Are we here, friends? So the Spirit of God kept moving over the waters, even though the earth was in a state of darkness, of voidness, of formlessness. But the Spirit did not reject the earth. and the Spirit did not give up on the earth. So the Spirit kept acting, even though the adjectives with which you will qualify the state of the earth at that time don't look like the Spirit, but the Spirit stayed. You see, because many times we give up when things aren't working because we have an assumption that what is not working now will never work. But you see, what is not working now can work later. Have you had people who you were sure you can never be friends with them and later they became your best friend? Have you had people who, when you got closer to them, you found out you were completely wrong? Have there been relationships that look completely broken and eventually it got healed and looks as if you're almost thanking God that you went through what you went through? You see, you must understand that the end is not voidness, darkness, or formlessness. So keep the Spirit at it. Keep the Spirit there. Are you together with me? Over your life, don't take out the influence of the Spirit. And don't be discouraged by the state that you are in, that you now look for other means to solve your problems. Are you together with me? I tell you the truth, some people have complicated their issues by looking for solutions outside the Spirit. It's not really an herbalist like that too. It's not really an herbalist. It's just all these herbs that God gave us. It's just how. But you're already seeing the skull of rat. Mix the skull of rat. So it's just herbs. It's our tradition. We take everything so spiritual. It's our tradition. It's just, you know. but you're already creaming your body with the oil of anaconda. With your... You are fellowshipping with strange spirits. Listen, tokens have owners. The reason why they give you a token is so that you can get a visitation from the owner. So when they dedicate a token to a demon and give you that token, that demon will visit you. So tokens are not just tokens. So the next time you have somebody who uses tokens, or you yourself, you are given a token. It's the Bible spoke about how the handkerchief of the apostles and Pastor Zach used to heal people. You see, because there is the Spirit on it. If it's mine, it carries my Spirit. So you have to be careful. You know, people like Wes Panchak, he has to be very careful. Because any small sickness, you tell him to use drug or to pray, he say no, he doesn't like drug. He has gone to Abali's place to go and do a agbo. Where's the boy? Where's the boy? He has gone to Abali's place again. It's gradually. I don't have any problem with agbo, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful. The skull of something, the disc of something. They give you a red cloth. They say red is to avert danger. Don't you know that red is to, you are embracing danger. You have to be careful. And if I'm saying this, I'm not saying it for free. I'm not saying it carelessly. There's somebody here with tokens. Yeah. You have tokens. You were given tokens. You are attracting demons. And your case will be worse. So when you get home, go and burn the token. Go and burn the token. Are we together here?
Yes, sir.
Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
Now you don't need tokens. You need the Spirit.
Yes.
What do you need?
The Spirit.
You need the Spirit. Keep the Spirit. You see, even if it looks like things aren't changing, keep the Spirit there. The question is, if God can't change it, how can it be changed? You must understand that God is your last bus stop. So if God don't work, it won't work. So if you have tried God and it's not working, who should you try? Keep trying God. Are we together here?
Who does PSG want to buy? PSG, who do they want to buy? You have Messi. You have Messi. You have Mbappe. Eh? What's the third guy? You have Neymar. So, what did he say? Praise God. Who do they want to buy? That's not. You see, they can't win anything. What they lack is the mindset.
They lack Mourinho.
Lack Mourinho. Which players they want to buy? Are we together, friends? So when you have tried God, what do you want to try? They say, I pray. It's not working. Okay, what will not work? If truly your prayer is not working, you should go and cry. Because you don't have, there's no more hope. But it works. It might not be your time, but it works. Keep it there. Keep the spirit there. Because after a while, when the spirit has been well incubated, you incubate it into that situation, the next thing you are going to hear is, let there be light. Which is the first thing you need to either understand your season or step into another season? Light. Revelation that comes from God. Not the one Pastor Zach said. The one God said to you. It could be true Pastor Zach's preaching, but it will be once has he spoken, twice have I heard. It will resonate with your spirit, man. Listen, revelation is the power of creation. Anything that is revealed to you is created already. Let there be what? Light. You are in dire need of revelation. Revelation tells you, lets you know the season that you are in. Revelation makes you know your season. So that, you see, because if you don't know your season, the sun will smite you by day and the moon by night. Meaning that the calendar of the earth will terrorize your soul. Now, you need light, which is divine perspective. Are we here? You need light, which is divine perspective. Now, but you see, the light will not come until the spirit is moving. The light is a produce of the spirit. So the enemy wants you to go off the spirit because he knows when that happens, you can never have light. And if you don't have light, there can never be creation. Don't forget, God was going to recreate the earth, so to speak, in Genesis chapter 1. And the first thing God needed is light. And God said, let there be light. If you think I was joking, check John chapter 1 also. And let's corroborate the two. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Are you together with me? But in Genesis chapter 1, it says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And this earth is without form, void and darkness. John now says, that's one beginning. I know about another beginning that began before the beginning that began in Genesis' beginning. I just want you to laugh. Hey, don't clap. It's not revelation. Don't clap. It's not revelation. Don't deceive me. Don't deceive me. Are you me, friend? That was what John was saying. I know another beginning before Genesis beginning. So before your problem began, something began. Something. There is something before all your challenges. Now, you need light to find that out so that you can be older than your problem. God wants you older than your problem. So you need to find out what was, who was I or who am I before the problem. Jeremiah found his own out. He said, before I was formed in my mother's womb, you have known me. And you have ordained me a prophet. So no matter what was happening to Jeremiah at that time, he has found out
who he was before his problem started. Listen, if you don't know who you are before your problem started, you don't have a future in God. You need to know who you are before your problem started, because, you know, oh my goodness, when Jesus was about going to the cross, he was going to face the cross in John chapter 17. The prayer he was praying was, Father, it's time for you to give me the glory that I had with you from the beginning. So the cross is not the beginning. There's another reality. That was the strength with which he went through the cross. Because he didn't see the cross as the end, because he has seen something else. Am I preaching you? He said, because of the joy that was set ahead of him. But the joy that was set ahead of him was what he was before the beginning. He despised the shame and endured the cross because of what was ahead of him. Am I preaching, friends? So you need to find out who you are. And listen, your parents cannot tell you. Your parents don't know. So like me now, my parents don't, they don't know. Your parents don't know. If you call me born by mistake, you are not telling a lie. Because I was really born by mistake. Yeah. I was born by mistake. There was a heated argument to go get me out. Yeah. I heard my mom and someone talking about it. And I caught them. I was listening to the conversation. And I interrupted. I said, And since that day, she has been denying. But I already heard them. They already had 5 children already. And then suddenly they just, we're pregnant again. I said, Loyo, me, feel more cocoa. Loyo, mini yo. And by the mercies of God, they did not approach me. Here I am. I made it. Listen, don't abort any baby. About any baby, that baby might be God's only plan to solve your problem. God's only plan. That might be God's, all your prayers I pray. That might be, you see, there can be illegitimate relationships. There can be useless marriages. There can be stupid sex. There can be unprotected sex. There can be many crazy things. But there can never be an unwanted child.
Yes.
Children are arrows. You take them out, you weaken your armory. Does anybody here, you cannot see your period? I can't promise you will see it. The period has turned to a serious period. Has turned to a child. Your period has turned to a child. Sent from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the earth is asking for a solution, God sends a baby. Babies are God's plan. Even when God wanted to solve the problem of sin, take away sin from the earth, he sent a baby. If this problem of Nigeria, how God will solve it is through a baby. We just believe the baby has already come. Because to wait... Because if they have not born the baby, when will they born the baby? When will the baby grow? By then we are done on them. I hope they have born the baby. But God's consistent God consistent means of solving problems is babies. That's God's strategy. And that's why you must ask yourself, what problem was I sent to solve? What problem did this? You just think you came here to eat. No. What problem was I sent to solve? You have to look for it. And you are being weaponized to solve that problem. That is where grace is. Grace aligns with the purposes of God. Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
And am I preaching good?
Yes, sir.
So you need to keep the spirit. Keep the spirit on your situation. If you're trusting God for a baby, keep the spirit on it. Don't let go. If you're trusting God for your life partner, keep the spirit. You don't have to increase the weddings you go to. You are more than this. It's very costly. You'll be buying as you'll be up and down. And then joining bridal train of people you don't know. I said, can you be my best man? Am I your best man? They say, best man. Am I your best? If you have a problem, will you remember me? Or will I remember you? I can't even be your next of kin. Are you with me together? Or are you together with me? Can you shout, let there be light?
Let there be light!
You need revelation knowledge. You need that truth that you don't have capacity to doubt.
Yes. Yes.
That's what revelation. We see when revelation hits you, even you can't doubt it.
Yes.
Am I preaching here?
Yes, sir.
You can't doubt it. A lot of you haven't engaged revelation knowledge because the spirit, you haven't kept the spirit perpetually over your situation. Light. Sometimes when you want to understand your season or change your season, you need to shut down, go for a retreat. I say, Lord, if you are not speaking to me, I'm not living here.
Yeah.
And in the retreat, you don't have to form that. You don't have to show God you're a prayer warrior.
Yeah.
Say, Lord. Speak now, Lord. Speak now, Lord. No. Just keep praying and say, Lord, I'm here. Put a timetable to it. Morning, afternoon, night. Be praying, be reading your Bible. When he is ready, he will talk to you.
Yeah.
It can be the seventh day. It can be the third day. It can be the first day. If he doesn't talk to you in that retreat, go and get another retreat.
Yeah.
He is God. He will talk when he wants to talk.
Yes.
But that he will not talk, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But you need light. Let there be light. And when God has spoken, then things begin to happen. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout light.
Light!
The second thing you need to understand about seasons. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
The first one is what? Light, revelation knowledge. The stuff was not helping me close my book. The second one, I wouldn't take too much time on it because it's something I've looked at consistently for a while. Is that sometimes when you're going through a season, there is especially seasons that are not favorable, and then we start to see God's face. Sometimes God is demanding repentance. Are you together with me? There might be a particular manner that is consistent in your life that God will not accept anymore. You know, there are times where God says, not again, no more. I was praying for one of my friends, and I'm the Lord. I just saw time up in the spirit, time up. And the Lord told me, this thing has to be dealt with. And then it was an issue of turning. So sometimes it's like that. Sometimes a season becomes not favorable because God wants you to shift. Are you with me?
Yes,
are you with me?
Yes,
he wants you to shift. So you need to seek his face and find out what area of adjustment is God demanding from me. Are we friends here?
Yes,
you need to find out the area. Now, if you don't shift, the new season will not come. You see, because, can I talk to you?
Yes, sir.
Because other times, Seasons are sensitive to your maturity. Come, Jones. So when God wants to open a new season for you, you're taller than Jones. Come. When God prophesies good things over Jones' life. Now, God talks to the Jones that is of this height. Jones is this height whilst God was talking to him. But you see, when God gives him a promise, the Jones that will inherit that promise is the Jones that matures to this height. So the promise won't come until this Jones grew up. You get it? So God begins to cause demand maturity, sometimes via repentance, so that Jones can now lay hold on that promise. So that particular promise is not necessarily time sensitive, it is growth sensitive. So you see, if you assume that something would change because of time, and God had ordained the thing to change because of growth, time will do you no good. So you had better grow quickly so that the season can come. Are we friends here?
Yes, sir.
So you can see that many times when God is demanding growth, is because he has placed a goodie, you know, attached to that growth, and it's not going to give it to you until you grow. The Bible says an heir, as long as he's a child, differs nothing, no how, from a servant. That is to say, he operates the privileges or the, he can only engage the privileges of servanthood. He can't come into the inheritance that is for sons or for heirs. Are you together with me? He says he's now put under 2,000 governors. The reason is that even though he's a heir, the promise is hinged on growth. He said because as heir, as long as he's a child. That so if he remains a child, he can't gain the promise. So we need to get him to be a son so that he can step into the promise. So there's a lot of things the Holy Spirit is demanding from you. It's not just trying to make your life hard. It's trying to make you step into a new season. Are my friends still here?
Yes, sir.
Or you want to go and watch football? You watched a lot of Premier Leagues. Your life didn't change. You've known sorrow. You have seen bad days. You've supported Arsenal. You've bought jerseys. You have seen bad days. The Chelsea fans saw sorrow yesterday. You understand? With God is glory to glory, joy to joy. He doesn't lose any weekend. The man you fans can't argue again outside. You can't talk outside. When people are talking, you watch the headlights to talk. And then you'll be watching. Are you a man you fan? Huh? Are you a man you fan? What club do you support? He said, but you know, when you support Jesus, you can always say it anytime. It leads us to victory always. Always. When Jesus is playing, you don't have to watch. You don't have to ask what was the score. It's an insult. He won. That's why it is imperative for me to delay the service when there is an important football match. I'm trying to deliver you from sorrow. Because no matter how, one will be sorrowful. Half of the church might be glad, another will be sorrowful. So I delay you. But generally speaking, it just doesn't make sense. You're in God's presence, you're ordering to go and watch match. No, that's not your story. That's not how fireless you are. You see, because that's also a service. That's also a service. You need to enjoy football with like this. Don't put your heart or your soul. Enjoy it. Don't be too attached with your soul. And sometimes you should show yourself. There should be Champions League final. And you should be in prayer meeting. Just you don't want to watch.
Yes.
This year I'm not watching.
Yes.
And you ask people what's it? You see, if you go on goals.com or LiveScore, you can argue like people that watch it. Because they'll tell you what happened per minute, per second. You use it to argue. I said that drug buyer is a useless guy. Are we together here? But you know, some of you have no right to insult footballers. Because even the ball, you can't throw. To throw it. It's Lewandowski is in church. Don't worry, that's inside joke. Are we here, friends?
Yes, sir.
Are my friends here?
Yes, sir.
So sometimes a new season is sensitive to growth. Please don't delay your growth process because you delay your promise. And let me announce something to you that your God is one of his name is Eternal Life. You see, I know eternal life is not longevity of time, but it's also the one that inhabits eternity. You know, we say we spend forever in heaven, right? But what do we spend in the realm before heaven? Because that heaven we are saying is forever, as is, God can tell you the birthday of heaven. Because it's the one that created the heaven. He had been in existence before he created heaven. Heaven is you that heaven is. Heaven is shaking. He created it. He was somewhere himself. He said, okay, let's create heaven. You say, heaven is forever. We'll be worshiping God forever. Now that God there, your age does not make sense to him. When you tell him time is going, he's wondering what time. I tell 5,000 years. Which time is it? The apostle said, a day to him is like 1,000.
Yeah.
And 1,000 is like a day. It means that he has complete disrespect for time.
Wow.
This year's December's program, morning session, I'll put time on it. Evening session, I'll put 6 p.m. till when we think it's over. I'll put it on the flyer. I'll say, it starts 6 p.m. till when we feel it's over. So that you will come with a cooler. And change of clothes in case you have to sleep or go to work. Yeah, that's what I'll do. The committee people should remind me. In the morning, I'll put time for morning session. But for evening session, I'll put 6 p.m. till... See, when we were... even as teenagers, when we were organizing party as teenagers, we put 8 p.m. till mama call. Did you hear your wife shout? You guys need to go home and talk about a lot of things. See that? She just remembered. We'll be at 6 p.m. till mama calls. That's when we are dancing. Jockey Judy, let's get Judy, Judy. Judy. Dance. But when we're not in church, nothing. My father used to come home 2 a.m., 3 a.m. from Groove. Those years. Femi, you can't know. Femi, you don't know. That's my younger brother. Femi, Popsi, they enjoy life. I'm not going to lie for you. Before you come, Popsi, don't enjoy life. Tell her. Popsi, they enjoy. Yeah, because life is sweet. And when you get saved, you are also told to enjoy. It says, be not drunk in wine, we're in excess, but you still need to be drunk. It said, be filled or be drunk with the Spirit. He says, so as you enjoyed it there, come and enjoy it here.
And it's not, when I say come and enjoy it here, it's not to create some fake worldly entertainment and put Jesus in there. Say, let's do Jesus Club. Jesus, I'm not about all those useless things, worthless. As if the world intimidates us so much that we are also trying to let them know, hey, we still there, even though we be born again, we say we see the town was intimidated. People whose souls are still hellish. Ah, we see the alternative. Which is there? Who is following you to do alternative? I was dead, now I'm alive. Yeah. Only keyboard is enough. Just keyboard is enough. I don't have to use a slang. I say, oh yeah, better for Jesus. Oh yeah, better for Jesus. Oh yeah, I guess for Lua. I guess for Jesus. You and who? Am I your mate? Am I your mate? Are you better for Lua? Hey, I'm dancing. Everybody now. Hey, everybody, dance, focus. Hey, praise God. Focus for Jesus. Focus for Jesus. Me. We lift up holy hands. Yeah. The music can be slow. My dance can be fast. Yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. I can run anyhow. I can dance. You don't tell me how I do dance. Yeah. Zeg for Jesus, me. Trained you at Zlatan. Zlatan will tell me how to dance. Zlatan. What's that? Those are your names. So teach me. So this is the new dance that is raining. Me, I should dance the new dance that is raining. If I want to dance it, I can dance it. But it's not the order of my worship. Yes. You get my point? Yes, sir. I'm not criticizing any dance. No, I don't. It's a waste of his lack of revelation. Yes. That the preaching you want to be preaching is criticizing dance. What's your business with people's dance? But my point is we can't try to replicate what they are doing in the world and be adding Jesus here and there. Yeah. What we deal with here is the glory and the presence. Yeah. Let's lift up holy hands. Let his presence fill the room. Let cancer run away. Yeah. Let my hard heart be turned soft. Yeah. Let the person I thought I could never forgive, let me hit the glory realm that will make me flow in forgiveness. That is what we are talking about. Bring the glory to the temple. Let's see our lives change. Stop. Who's your mate telling me to? One day we'll carry cane and beat all those musicians. The Olodo keyboardists too will be playing. So you see, that's why those guys don't respect us. Because they know we love what they have. They know we are the same thing. By the time they come to our church, our clients, they go soon leave. By Friday night, they are coming. That's why our services are shorter than their grooves. We quickly finish our service so that they can go there. The pastor, be fast now. What's all this? Do you know how people used to go to club? You will start from 9 p.m. You will go to one club. You will just enjoy it. They are finished. That club is no more sweet. You will now leave 12. You go to another one. Then there's another one. You wrap people up by 3. You go. That one is 3. Then 5. You now go home. And some of them have work 8 o'clock. But they know how to run it. Because when you love something, your soul will cooperate with you. You will adjust. The guy will still wake up like a responsible person. All right, well, I'll just send in the mails. I'll just send the mails. Some of the people in the office place, they went to club together. Some of the guests there, they slept over. So don't be serious. They're like, so, have you sent the mails? Yes, boss, I've done it. Yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. I desire that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands. Can we give him a shout of praise with hands lifted up? Glory! Glory! Glory to Jesus! Glory to Jesus! Hallelujah. Is Jesus shocking you?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you need to adjust and grow. Now, the third one, which is the last one, is learning how to endure the night season. Endurance. This is very interesting. You enjoy it. You are going to enjoy this. I promise you. Amen. Give me Psalm 30. Psalm 35, 30. Then 5, the B part. The Bible says, weeping may endure for a night. But joy comes when?
In the morning.
Somebody say, the morning.
The morning.
Give me the old KJV. Quickly. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes when?
In the morning.
So you see, the morning is very definite. It's just a night, but it's the morning.
Yes.
The night is a night, but it's the morning.
Yeah.
You see, the night is not what describes your life. You are a child of the morning.
Yeah.
The night is a passing phase. All your night shall pass.
Yeah.
I love this. I love the sound of that. I love it. All your night shall pass.
Amen.
But Zach, what if they don't pass till I die? Wow. In fact, that passage is the real one. It will now completely pass because in heaven there are no nights at all.
Yes.
Listen, heaven is not cheap. Not everybody has the hope of heaven. Heaven is not where people go after they die. People also go to hell after they die. It's not automatic that he passed to glory. He did not pass. He did not. If the person is not born again, he did not pass to glory. He's not called. He's not clarion call. Heaven did not gain any angel. Heaven did not gain his hell that received a demon. This is why you have to go ahead and preach. You see, that's why, I'm sorry, I might be wrong, I might change my stance on this. That's why for me, true church growth has to be organic.
Yeah.
You can't work it with social media, this thing. I don't have a problem with social media, you do your best, but true church growth cannot be worked that way. True branding and all of that. It should walk through Kenneth getting somebody saved at work and bringing the person to church. You see, the question you should ask yourself is, how many people am I discipling? If you aren't discipling people, you are unserious. How many people have God saved through you? It should be, the Bible says, men were added to the church daily, those that were to be saved. So the church is not, most of us who should be in the church should be saved people. I know you have been taught differently. It saved people. It's not. The church is the hospital. It's the hospital. Every monkey is to come there. It's the hospital. No, that's not the church in the book of Acts. We have changed it. It's not the church in the book of Acts. In the church in the book of Acts, when you come, if you are not saved, a tongue and interpretation of tongue will get you saved. And that was one of the reasons why Paul said, pray for interpretation. He said, so that when he that does not believe is in your midst, he said, the secret of his heart will be unveiled and he will know God is in your midst. And then he'll give us that. I've seen it happen live. I've seen it happen several times. I've seen it happen in some of our revivals that we have led in various places. People come, people drag their friend who is not saved to church, and boom, the person gets in. Most of the times, I find out that most of the times I give a prophetic word, they are for people who are not saved. Almost every time. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
and give a prophetic word. And then boom, sometimes person gets a few of the Holy Ghost at one spot. You see? So it's not a gathering that should accommodate, that makes sinners comfortable. It's a gathering that makes sinners know they have to make a choice. Yeah, that's the church. It's not an interesting place. It's a glorious place. You're quiet. One or two sinners are quiet. Eh? I said, should I go? No, get saved. Yes, say, receive Jesus. Don't go without receiving Jesus. And if you're not sure if you have not received Jesus, then you haven't received him. Because he comes with assurance. Yes, receive Jesus. Why not receive Jesus? Like when you receive Jesus, you're not going to pay with anything. You're not going to lose your hand. You're not going to lose your head. You're actually going to get everything you could never have gotten without him. There is no loss in having him. Beautiful Jesus. Beautiful Jesus. There's nobody that will say, I met him and he didn't make my life beautiful. We all have the same testimony. All of us, our lives were made beautiful by him. You are sure you would not have been here if Jesus did not enter your heart. What kind of God is this? He treats billions of people and everybody has a personal testimony. Sometimes you think it's only you he's talking to. But the man is talking to everybody as if it's only them. Ooh, what a lover. Are my friends here?
Yes,
so joy, sorrow or weeping may endure for the night. Are you together with me?
Yes.
So you can find out that even that night situation is struggling to remain. It's not comfortable in your life. That's why it's experiencing enduring. You see, but joy will not endure. Joy will come. Because joy is the rightful owner of your life.
Yes.
It will just come. Joy will bounce in. Because that's the spot. Are you together with me? So the night seasons are seasonal. They are momentary. They will shift. They will change. They will change. They will change. Oh my goodness. They will change. They will change. They will change. Your season is about to shift. It's about to shift. It's about to shift. It's about to shift. And you see, it can shift in the twinkle of an eye. Oh my goodness. You won't just look like, oh my, there is power here already. He won't just, oh, paparadiva, saye karani, solodomele. The power of God is in the house. And I know what he's doing. He's coming to enforce change in people's lives. He's coming to announce a brand new season over your life. The power of God is in the house. Are you together with me? Listen, you are going out of this house a brand new person. And a brand new season is being opened over your life. Brand new. Listen, not like yesterday, not like day before yesterday, not like last month, not like last year, not like last 10 years. A new life you have never known. A new experience you have never had. That's the gift of God for you this morning. If I'm talking to you, can I hear your shout? Come on. Joy comes because joy owns your house, owns your life, and you are a child of the morning. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. There is a lot of power in this house. Oh, I love the glory when it hits the room. I just love it. I love the feeling of God's glory and of God's presence. We love it when you come, Father. We just love it. We just love it when you are here. When you rub on us. When there is that holy mix, aha. Ah, we just love it. Oh, how we love it, how we love it. Arabilakasha, how we love it. When you just step in and everybody knows that you have come to change stories. Oh, Shelika Biada La Bifa. Isali Dinamio Tiligamo Fiska. Ilamunu shilidule Iladila bisala kuna maladi varadiasa Esayano, Esayano Esayano baradila kushe Iladila kusi la bila fati la denda Esaladila pulimani makule pashinana Ilakuna misi faradilu sinale Ila kina nune purovilia
Olila biya sina na nulushile galidavara asina mura pile apile zilavara gilevu igaladila sina nama eladila puyo garadilava asana muridi na mukushine le baradile abaradile karadamisi na maladile Arati nafisa nana mikalidu sileta. Ali ababu o. Ila dilivizi libu ya kudida. Ila kudabisi ledu libalu dila buda. Alika dila kakuye. Ala dala dila salade baba ila varadila ga isilidi abuya dush ila varadika ba ila burose na maridu ila bu akarabale asia buravade balade 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 basala Akala di la pisu ve jala di lava. Iya bushinane. Alikabara, alikabara. Isavanabara, isavanabara. Bilagadabara, isavanabara bio. Ashana muti lipati gava. Ila burati la basu ya be. Abe le katosa. Ashanana nebo kaba Ashanana nebo Ila di la via vero Weeping me and dear for the night boy Joy come oh. I can see joy come oh. Joy come, oh. Can you see joy come, oh. We be may end here for the night, but joy come, oh. I can see joy come, oh. Yes, I cry, may end here for the night, but joy Joy come, oh. Hey, see joy come, oh. Morning o'clock, morning o'clock. It is morning o'clock, oh. Morning o'clock, because joy come, oh. Hey, joy come, oh. I can see joy come, oh. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. My joy come, oh. See, joy is coming with confidence, bouncing one step after the other. Joy, 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 joy come, oh. Hey, joy come, oh. Ah, hey, hey. Can you see joy come? Can you see? Can you see joy come? Can you see? Can you see joy, 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 joy? Hey, joy come, oh. Aradaba shakuraba. Aradile sina. Aradebole abilede. Isilada, isilada. Isilada, isilada. Ila kurebile katuna masha Aladile, aladile, aladile Ele gila busi na murade Hey, joy come Joy come Weeping may end up for the night Sorrow may end up for the night But joy come, joy come, joy come Joy come, joy come, joy come, oh. Hey, joy come, oh. Ayatelekasa. Let somebody dance the dance of joy. Let somebody dance the dance of joy. Shout the shout of joy. Take a step of joy. Scream of joy. Dance of joy. Dance of joy. Shout of joy. Joy come. Hey! Dance. Shaya. Joy come. Joy. Arati la sinamade. Ilegatina. Joy come. Ay, 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 oh. It's coming. Joy, come on.
Sorrow may end here for the night, but joy comes in the morning, in the morning. Your morning has come. Your morning has come. So your joy has come. Ela dina fisit. Ifisini ni kabadi. If an inusi nevara dinimini, isivanina nukalinana, isavaninu kurabina vininini, istavanaika la bila kuti lavani, alitalika siva.
Is there somebody whose morning has come? Is there somebody whose morning has come?
Yes!
I saw your morning stepping arrogantly.
Yes!
Well decked up with confidence.
Yes!
That was how your joy strolled in. I don't know if there's anybody that faith has been activated in your spirit and you know joy has come for you. So therefore, can we now decree and declare? Under the glory, you see, because when there is light, then you can now begin to create. Under this cloud of glory, we say, whatever would represent joy for you, take delivery of it. Take delivery of it. Take delivery of it.
Yeah.
Now you have it.
Yeah.
Are you receiving?
Yeah.
I will continue the teaching on Wednesday, but I want to release the blessing today.
Yeah.
I say, whatever will mean joy to you. He said, we should ask him anything, we'll answer it. And he said, the reason is so that your joy might be filled. Under this glory cloud, your joy has come.
Yeah.
You will not forget that the day you said amen to your joy has come. You will not forget that that day you received your miracle. And that will be how you will testify. You will testify. If it is healing, your joy has come. If it is marital, your joy has come. If it is financial, your joy has come. If it is relationship, your joy has come. Because you have come under the presence and the glory of God, your joy has come. Let somebody shout joy. Let somebody shout joy. Let somebody shout joy. Let somebody shout joy. All right, dance, 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 dance.
Joy flowing right here, right now in this place. I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. I see joy walking right here, right now in this room. Oh, joy, joy in my soul. I see joy flowing, I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. I see joy flowing, I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room. I see joy walking, I see joy flowing right here, right now in this room.
I can see it.
Joy, joy in my soul.
I see joy walking, walking.
I see joy walking right here, right now in this room.
I can see joy walking, walking.
I see joy walking right here, right now in this room.
I see
joy walking right here, right now in this room. Joy, joy in my soul. I see joy walking right here,
right now,
right now in this room.
I can see joy, joy, joy.
I see joy walking right here, right now in this room. I see joy walking right here,
right now
in this room. Joy, joy in my soul.
Can we scream joy?
Joy, joy in my soul.
Oh, joy.
joy,
joy, joy in my soul.
Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you blessed this morning?
Yes.
Are you blessed this morning? God is good.